Ron, the story of Moses has always fascinated me. From confidence to brokenness and back to confidence. But the second time around, his confidence was in someone else, wasn't it?
That's right, Brian. You know, as a young man, Moses' confidence was in himself. And I think many of us understand what that is like. And for a guy like Moses, with his pedigree, his good looks, his status, well, it's understandable that he would be highly confident, maybe even a bit arrogant. When he killed the Egyptian who was beating the Hebrew slave, Moses fled the country and lived in isolation for 40 years on the backside of the desert. His confidence turned into brokenness. But here's the problem, Brian. Even then, he still thought his confidence was supposed to be in himself. Look no further than a couple of objections to God's calling on Moses' life. "Who am I?" Moses asks. And then he says, "They won't believe me." You see, he was still looking to himself for confidence. He was still looking at his own ability or lack thereof. And because of his mistakes, he had no confidence left. When your confidence is in self and you let down yourself, you have nowhere to go to regain that confidence. But now, after God gets a hold of him, fast forward to the day Moses brought down the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai. Number 4 on the list was, "Thou shalt not kill." If Moses' confidence was still in himself, he would have had some real trouble taking that one down to the Israelites. You can almost hear him say, "How can I, a murderer, tell all these people not to kill? Send someone else." But not this time, Brian. Moses' confidence was now firmly rooted in who God is, and he had become a great leader as a result. Quickly now, and in the interest of time, let me just offer a practical application. Every pastor, every teacher, every parent, we are all charged with the responsibility of preaching or teaching the truth, even though we cannot flawlessly execute that truth in our own lives. If our confidence is in ourselves, we'll never be the best pastor or teacher or parent we can be. We won't speak the truth boldly because we'll feel guilty or judgmental or maybe even a bit arrogant for telling people to avoid some of the very things we have done in the past. But if our confidence is in the God who gave us these roles, then anything is possible. When He is the source of our security and confidence, we can lead, teach, and parent with boldness, knowing that God's power is the treasure inside of us, and it can shine through our brokenness.